The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, when caring for your hair, what are some of the simple steps that you should be taking? What are some of the pitfalls that you should be avoiding? To chat on about all of this and to answer your questions, so if you want to get them in to us, you can do so now on the WhatsApp number 087 1400 106. I'm joined by the owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham in Dublin, Lisa Eccles. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Claire.
Lovely to see you. Common mistakes that people make when it comes to hair care. Are there any that pop into your mind?
I think like the very first thing will go just really basic is just shampooing your hair. I think just a lot of people will do a very quick one wash out the door. But if you do two shampoos, the difference that that'll make to your hair and your scalp is just unbelievable.
Because okay, I remember having a long conversation with a hairdresser years ago. Why do I have to wash my hair twice? So can you explain to me why?
So a lot of us now use products in our hair. So, and even if you don't use product and you have a lot of oil, the very first shampoo that you do is really just breaking all that down and getting rid of that out of your hair. And then the second shampoo is where the magic lies. So especially if you're buying expensive shampoos with those really good ingredients, that second shampoo where now the hair is clean and the scalp is clean allows all those ingredients to actually get inside your hair and cleanse your scalp thoroughly, and that'll leave you with an easier hair to blow dry afterwards as well. Mm-hmm. So your hair will feel really fresh and chances are your blow dry will last longer as well.
And where are you supposed to put the shampoo, or does that matter?
I mean, generally scalp would be the main thing. If you do use a lot of product, I would say that you need to be making sure you're getting a good cleanse through the mids and the ends of your hair as well. But a lot of the time, good bit of shampoo, work it into your hands and then spread it nice and evenly all over your scalp and then start to lather. And actually, if you feel like it's not lathering enough, add more water rather than more shampoo. Sometimes people use too much shampoo, whereas actually sometimes you just need a bit of water to help it to lather better.
Right. And the conditioner then, conditioner on the ends only, or are there some people who need it the whole way down?
Yeah, conditioner is really designed from mids to ends. You don't really need conditioner on your scalp as such. Now, I would say occasionally if I have a client who's experienced a bit of dry scalp, I'll actually suggest that they use a bit of conditioner on their scalp before they shampoo. Mm-hmm. So if you think of it, your conditioner is almost like a moisturizer for your scalp. So it's a good way of kind of removing some of those dry flakes, helping to add a little bit of moisture back into the scalp. And then you can do your shampoo afterwards and then conditioner again. So I call that like a conditioner sandwich.
And I see why. Now, let's come to some questions. So a 43-year-old has been in touch. My hair is recently starting to fall out on either temple. I'm under a lot of stress with family issues. Any advice?
So I'm also 43 and experiencing a little bit of hair loss, which I think could be linked to perimenopause. But you can also, like, when we're stressed, you know, obviously the first thing to go is your hair and your skin will start to be affected. And it's very easy to say to somebody that's stressed out, you know, just try and stress out less. But unfortunately, you know, I think your hair falling out is going to cause you more stress. I will say it could be just hormonal. The fact that it's happening in that recession area means that it probably is linked to more hormones. I would also suggest to anybody that has experienced hair loss above the normal, because the normal hair loss is anything from 100 to 150 hairs a day, which, you know, some people don't realise it's that much. But if you are feeling that you're having more hair loss, do speak to your doctor, get a little blood test done, because sometimes it could be something as simple as maybe a little bit of an iron deficiency as well.
Mm-hmm. What about overcolouring your hair, using too many heated products on your hair? Does that cause breakage and loss as well?
That would cause more breakage. So you'd see that further down the hair as opposed to like hair loss on the scalp. So yeah, if you're using heat tools and maybe not using a heat protector, maybe being a bit too rough with your hair when you're brushing it, especially after shampooing, your hair is... it stretches when wet. So if you think of like a piece of string and you tie a loose knot in it and then you pull that string tight, that's what happens the hair. The hair gets pulled tighter. So those knots get pulled tighter when wet because it stretches the hair out. So it's very important to give your hair a good brush before you shampoo. And then also afterwards, make sure you're brushing from the bottom up and that reduces the amount of breakage as well.
What about combing the conditioditioner through? Does that help or
hinder? Yeah, that really helps. And again, but start from the bottom and work your way up in small sections and nice and gently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a couple of good ones, good quick ones. This woman washes her hair every single day when showering. She has done that for years and she wants to know, is that bad for her hair? Where do you stand on that, on washing every day?
So it really depends, because we're all so different. Some people have what we call overactive sebaceous glands. So that means they just naturally produce more oil. So those people will often find they want to get a little shampoo done every day. Now, I will say, if she's shampooing every day, maybe she doesn't need to double shampoo. So she might just need the one shampoo. But I would recommend, if it is an oil problem, that there is brilliant like balancing shampoos out there. So they actually help to shrink those sebaceous glands up a little bit to stop them producing as much oil. Mm. But there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if it's a habit thing, some people, like, you know, they just feel more clean when they get in the shower and they wash their hair. But if you feel like your hair doesn't need to be washed, there's nothing wrong with just wetting your hair, and then you don't necessarily have to shampoo it. Just wet it down. Maybe that'll make you feel fresh, and then your hair will still be fine to just blow dry after. Absolutely, yeah.
Gosh, there's a trick that I didn't think of. That would save a bit of time. A two-year-old little girl with very curly hair, and this person is struggling so much to look after it properly. That's a common one, isn't it?
It's really common. And actually what we're seeing now, like, because we're become such a gorgeous multicultural society, we're seeing lots of like clients that are coming in who maybe are mixed race, and maybe their mum is like, you know, white and like the dad is black. So the mums are like, I don't know how to like deal with this hair. So try and find a salon that maybe specialises in dealing with curly hair and textured hair, and just contact them and say, look, could I come in and even just have a chat with you, get some tips about what products to use, because we'd have lots of clients now that would come in and we've lots of gorgeous like products, tips, you know, sometimes just a good conditioner spray, even like that curly hair on kids, the temptation is to brush it loads and then that just creates all this frizz, whereas actually sometimes just wetting it down and applying a little bit of conditioner into the hair just with your fingers is sometimes all that it needs.
Yeah, and some children, regardless of ethnicity, they just hate to go near their hair.
Yeah, so it's sensory for them too.
So a spray, a leave-in conditioner is a great tip, I think. It just makes life a little bit easier,
and
doesn't
there's
it?
Also like really fun brushes and things you can get. Like, we had a range of like Disney princess brushes. So, you know, if you buy them like a fun brush,
trick
and teach them.
That's what you're saying, Lisa.
Exactly. Come here. I have like some of the girls in the salon cut the kids' hair when they're asleep and everything. It's anything that'll work.
Whatever works. Lisa, thanks so much for coming in. Lisa Eccles is owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham in Dublin.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.